way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
What? Where did that come from?
Totally spontaneous.
Like the opposite of Fat Albert. You're like small and skinny and white as hell.
I'm channeling Maynard Fat Albert today.
Wow. All right. Wow. Well, welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to our crazy world for the next 30 or so minutes.
37-ish usually. I don't know why it ends on that, but...
I don't know, but it seems to be the commonality.
Yeah.
That's just where we seem to wrap it up.
But yes, this is the Antisocial Isolation Podcast. We are back, and we appreciate you tuning in. If you are tuning in, that is. I'll give a couple of quick updates, and I'll say this when we actually like post the podcast too. But initially, you know, our hosting site is Podbean, and that's kind of where it was for a while you go through all the setup process of all these other podcasting apps and sites and things. So we are now like everywhere. We are officially
That's right, baby.
Yeah, we're worldwide. We are, in fact, I was looking at the stats from Podbean, and one of the listens for one of our podcasts was from Slovenia.
Nice!
It's so silly. But anyway, shout out to Slovenia.
Slovenia?
Slovenia, yeah.
Isn't Slovenia?
I don't know. Do you like things veiny? Anyway.
No, I like them pronounced properly.
Okay.
And you were wrong.
Check it out. I don't know how to pronounce it. But now we are on not only Podbean, which hosts it, but that pushes it out now to, we are on iTunes.
Yep.
We're on Google Podcasts, which I use a lot because I don't have Apple products. We're on Spotify. We're on TuneIn, which is kind of like an Amazon thing. And I think we're on Audible too, Amazon Audible. So, yeah, you can kind of find us anywhere now. So when we send out the link via Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that, if you follow us there, you don't necessarily have to click that link to listen on Podbean. You can just go, and I would encourage you to go to whatever podcast app you use.
Listening platform is.
Yeah, and find us, the Antisocial Isolation Podcast, and subscribe to us, like us, give us a review, whatever you want to do. But we appreciate you listening. So
absolutely.
Big update.
And if you don't find us that entertaining, hey, at least you can put it on when you have insomnia.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like falling asleep during some of these.
So, since you mentioned that you're not an Apple user, we could throw it out there. We recently both had to get new phones.
That was one of the things I want to talk about, yeah.
Which is a regular occurrence for you.
Nope.
You get a new phone at least 3 times more often than I do.
That doesn't mean anything.
I think it means a lot.
I was thinking about this, and you had, what, an iPhone 2?
I think so.
Was
it? The capacity only saved 2 apps. It was so old. Well, no, it was a 6.
I thought about this, and it's almost like phone shaming. Like, you're embarrassed to have sometimes such like an old phone. I know you're not, but most people
are. I don't
care.
I really don't get the obsession with the having upgrades and all that kind of stuff, because I only had an iPhone 6, but you know what? Somehow I still function in life. I still accessed all my social media. I could play games, take pictures, do all kinds of shit.
Yeah, your Disney emoji game, whatever the hell
that
you play. But I was saying, it made me giggle that like people are probably embarrassed about what kind of phone they have sometimes. I mean, upgrade, you know, it's finally, you don't have to worry about that stigma of having an old crappy phone. But I kind of, in my head, it went to guys and like, you know, like their junk size. like what kind of phone you got? I go, it's a 7. And you really look at it, and it's like a 4.
Oh my God. Is that your insecurity thing?
Yeah.
That's why you have to keep getting new phones
every
time. That's
why I get the bigger, better
while.
Phones every time. Got to compensate somehow. Jesus.
Oh, boy.
I already have a truck. So.
True.
Oh, shit. But yes, we got new phones, and I had to kind of trick you almost into getting it, because I was already on the fence about getting one for myself. I'm like, this thing's kind of weird and wonky, and had that weird back button issue. So I'm like, I want to go look at Verizon. We talked about it a couple times, and then
I talked
about me going to Verizon, but then your phone started acting up again, where it wouldn't like disconnect headphones and all kinds of weird shit. And so I'm like, let's go at least look.
Yeah. My
and once we got there, I knew I'd
stuff.
Had you on the
I
hook.
Mean, once I'm there, what are you going to, you know?
Yeah. So you now have like an iPhone 11 Pro or whatever the hell it is.
That is
it's ridiculous.
What it is. Yeah. It's a little bit too big for me.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Not to me, but that's what
to
she
somebody,
said
I don't
to
know.
Somebody, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Because, you know, I like the phone to be, you know, small enough I can throw in my pocket.
Yeah, you like the Halloween candy equivalent of phones, like the fun size.
Good analogy. Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
That's exactly what it is.
And this is just a little bit, it borders. It barely fits into my tiny little pockets,
well, you
but
also
it's
have
there.
A
so.
Little bit bigger case because you got that funky wallet case.
Well, it's not a funky wallet
well,
case.
It's
not
bit
really any bigger
it's
than,
thicker.
Not really.
Yeah, it is.
No. Nope. You keep telling yourself that.
Nobody else is. How did this all become about dick jokes all of a sudden? What the hell?
You went there. You
oh
started it.
Oh, my God.
I just went along for the ride.
Yeah, that's again what she said. Oh, shit. So, yeah, I'm excited. We have new phones.
Yep.
The fun part is you have to... Well, actually, Apple was actually kind of cool because it, like, did everything for you. It like all your apps and everything. And mine
yeah,
did a little bit, but
Apple is so much better yeah. than Android. It really is. Normally I'm like, it doesn't care or I don't care. It doesn't really make much of a difference. And from a functioning standpoint, I could, you know, it doesn't matter. But from an ease of going one phone to another and transferring,
yeah,
super easy. Everything, you know, you back it up and you're good.
Yeah, cool.
Everything carries over. All my little notes and from my notepad came over. Everything. Awesome.
That's impressive. I lost my notepad. I had to redo it, and that's where I keep notes throughout the week, too, so I was a little bit bummed. I lost a few things. That's okay.
See, that's why you got to learn. If there's a question that you might lose it, you got to take those screenshots before you close up the phone.
Sure. Which I did with the app locations on my screens so that I wouldn't have to try and find apps as I go because there's like four or five different screens you can scroll through to with apps on them and I took pictures of those so that I could set them up exactly the same way.
You know what's really funny, on my Apple everything's exactly the same.
Apple sucks. Boy, anyway,
so here we are in our home studio. You might be able to hear some of the barking going on from our neighbor's dog, and now they're getting our dogs going.
Jesus Christ.
But I give you an update. Had to take, you know, you are all very familiar with our dog, Sam, and his heavy breathing techniques that he brings to our show on a regular basis. You might be able to hear him right now. But had to take him to the vet. He was making, you know,
a little gravelly.
A little gravelly in his breathing there.
Short of breath
yeah,
almost.
It was kind of like a low tone to it all of a sudden over the last few weeks, and we were a little concerned. So we took him in. But good news, he's okay. We were a little concerned it was his lungs and...
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But it's not. His lungs are great.
Lungs are good.
He's good. Vet gave him two thumbs up.
Some of the more healthier lungs the doctor's ever seen, he said.
Yeah.
He didn't say that.
No, but
Sam loves, even good. Though he's portly and out of breath easily, he loves running and fetching. Typical retriever.
Well, he's a retriever.
But yeah, it's good news because we already had to put down rigs earlier this year, so it would really suck if another dog got sick already. Yeah. Jesus.
But yes, he has some laryngeal paralysis.
Yeah.
Is what I'm told by the man smarter than me with the vet degree.
That's great news.
It is.
Yeah.
He said it's very common in Labrador Retrievers and Goldens. So I learned something new about our breed today.
You sure did. And you feel better for it. You probably feel smarter just knowing that.
Someday you'll
drop that in a conversation. You're like, oh, that's, what is it? Labia disenfranchised. What was it?
Laryngeal paralysis.
That's it. Yeah, see, I can't even remember it to say it now, so. It's terrible.
Yes.
So what else has been going
on? He's all good. He wasn't real happy when the tech came in to give him a rabies shot, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an anti-vaxxer.
He is.
A rabid anti-vaxxer.
I think he knew. I think he knew why she came in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
But
he needed it.
So we don't have to worry about him getting rabies when he plays with the bats in the yard or anything.
No. Speaking of the yard, too, I wanted to undertake a little project after the graduation party we had 2 weeks ago of putting floodlights on the garage. So that if we do entertain again and it gets dark out, which it does every night, we would be able to like stay out there longer with lights and stuff like that.
Now, two things about what you've just said.
What?
If we decide to entertain again.
Right.
Now, people in the listening sphere, let me explain to you how often we entertain in our backyard every year. There was once this summer. And now some people might say, oh, it was an epidemic, blah, 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 coronavirus, blah, blah, blah. No.
Yeah, we had last plans summer, to have weekly parties back there. And then
last
COVID
summer,
hit.
Prior to the COVID attacks, we entertained in our backyard.
The COVID attacks.
One time.
Yeah. Imagine how late we could have partied if we had lights.
Although Dude, you we guys were out there till 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you were.
We don't need no lights.
I tapped out at like 11:45. I'm like, see ya. Guys are insane. Your brother looked pretty good after that, though, the next day.
Yeah.
He was rough.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The 84-year-old was out there partying, too.
Yeah. Shout out to Monica. Whoop, whoop. she's probably listening.
Most likely.
But I wanted to put lights on the garage.
Yes.
For whatever reason. Whether we want to entertain or if we want to just kind of like look at our backyard at night and see all the wildlife. So, I looked at all the electrical in there, and just like the inside of this house that I completely rewired a couple of years ago, the garage was super wonky. All the wiring was a mismatch of old stuff. There's open splices. There's all kinds of shit. So, I made the only logical choice, which was to rip out all of the electrical wiring in the
right,
garage.
Right, because that's the totally logical thing to do.
And rewire it all with new outlets,
none of
new lights.
Of that makes sense to me.
All the new floodlights are going up. It's awesome.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So our garage is going to kick ass.
Sure.
Well, you doubt it, but the next time we need lights on at night in the backyard, they're going to be there, and you'll be like, thank God he did this.
Yeah. That poor little bird that you closed in the garage all night.
That's right. Yeah. Yesterday when I was working out there was a bird that came flying in
the garage.
He was
probably trying to find my bird bath, and you locked him in the freaking garage.
Listen, your bird bath is cool looking, and it was a really nice gift, but I don't know if it's the location. We have not had a single bird.
One bird.
There's been a bee that was hanging out there the other day.
A couple of bees hang out,
but
no birds.
No birds. No, I think maybe we should consider moving it. I don't know to where.
I don't know.
But it's not a bath at all. It's just a...
Do birds actually use bird baths?
Yeah.
I think that's what they call them, but I don't know that anyone... I've never had a bird bath.
Me neither.
Have you ever seen anybody in a bird bath?
Birds?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, if you're out there and you have a bird bath and birds use it, send us a video.
But anyway, yeah, so I was working out there yesterday and a little birdie flew in and he got stuck there. And I thought when I closed up the garage at night that he was gone. But when I opened it today after work to go do more work in there, he was still there. But I think he saw the sunlight from the door when I opened it up. And he came booking out right in front of my face.
He's going to go get all of his homies. They're going to be back for you.
Okay. That's fine. I ain't afraid of no birds.
Do you thought getting attacked by yellow jackets was bad?
It is.
Wait till it was because I know.
And it's really weird you mentioned the yellow jackets because, like, this has been the year of the bee. Like, we still have them in the yard. I don't want to go into a bee rant again, but
no.
Jesus. I don't know what's buried underneath that back part of our backyard here, but all the dogs want to dig at that one spot. So there's clearly a body buried there at some point.
Probably.
And all these bees like to burrow in the ground there. It's insane.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either,
but it's
man.
All got to end.
It does. I'm just going to rototill the entire thing and
sure.
Start from scratch. I also have recently started embracing my Viking heritage. Right?
Heritage. All right.
I'm going to say channeling my inner Viking.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I've been growing my hair. I usually buzz my head like with no guide, like the whole thing. I've been doing that for years. I decided to grow my hair during this weird time of COVID, and we've been cultivating it for months now. Where you've been cutting it, and you know we do like
and
a really high
like
fade. You've done a great
for
job.
For not being an actual, you know, hairdresser, cosmetician.
Don't make up words.
Well, if they go to cosmetology school, they're cosmeticians, right?
I think that's a made-up word.
It might be, like, but it sounded really good, right?
Cosmetologist and magician.
Either way, I'm not a hair person. I don't cut hair.
No.
I mean, I have cut hair, but I've cut yours. And I thought I made it look pretty damn good.
You did a good job, yeah. But now I went the full buzz down the sides, but let the top grow. And it's just like, you know...
And it's interesting that you said you were channeling your inner Viking, because it's really a Negan.
Right. It actually started out as me looking at Negan from the latest season of The Walking Dead. I'm like, he's got cool hair. And it's gray on the sides, kind of like mine, right?
True.
Although his is black, but mine's kind of brownish, I guess. I don't know, but I like it so far. It still has a long way to go to grow, but...
It's getting there. Like, it's getting
look.
There.
I don't know how long I can ride this out. Someday I might need to look professional again. So...
There's nothing wrong with it.
Maybe. Like, I couldn't work where I used to work in, like, a corporate setting with a haircut like this, I don't think.
Why not?
I don't know.
There's...
I just don't think
not,
I could.
It's not out of hand. That just...
No,
I mean,
but it's...
It's clean.
Not what you'd expect.
And well kept.
We're now being joined by our annoying dog, Hades. And Hades is the biggest burden of an animal we've ever had in our lives.
That's not
and
true.
And he's 12 years old. And he's been a pain in the ass ever since we got him as a puppy. We've had this dog for 12 years.
He had an extended puppy.
Yeah, he was a puppy for like 2.5 years.
It was beyond that. It was at least 3 or so. And I think for dogs, usually it's between 2 and 3 years. But for him, it just seemed like it really carried on for a really long time.
And to this day, he's just a pain in the ass, man.
He's not. And I don't know why you seem to think he's a pain in the ass. When
you mean
he's not
me and everybody else that lives here?
He's only up my butt. And for some reason, that bothers you.
He's a burden. He's always sticking his nose where it doesn't belong. He's always trying to... He's the alpha. He was always the alpha. So, you know, he's thinks he has to, like, be the protector of all animals and, like,
yes,
the keeper of all animal laws.
He does.
The funniest thing is when he'll be laying in the living room and he'll, like, hear a sound in the kitchen and he knows it's the cats around, like, their food or water bowl. His old ass will still get up and truck
in
there.
Spry real quick.
Like, get out of here, cat. God.
Those furry little cats in...
Yeah.
In check. There
it is. But anyway, back to my... Yeah, it was a Negan, but now I think it's more like a Viking kind of haircut, so I'm going more towards, like, Ragnar. Yeah. Lothbrok.
You got a long way to go before you hit Ragnar stage.
I know. I'm in many capacities. But it's a goal. It's not a goal. I'm not going to grow it that long. But right, nevertheless.
You should. If you're going to do it, you got to commit.
It's a radical new hairstyle.
You
got to
commit.
Me. So I'm going to commit. I've committed so far.
So I have a question for you. And
I
this
don't...
question will be way easier for you because you're the music guy than it is for me. Okay. Now, this was a meme that I found, you know, thumbing through social media. And I thought to myself, I don't have this answer. And I still don't. And it said, if you had a theme song that played every time you walked into a room,
ooh,
what would it be?
Whoa, that's a great question.
It really is. And of course, where does my mind go to right away?
Yours is a Wonder Woman theme.
Does Wonder Woman have a theme?
Yeah. Wonder Woman.
That's not bad.
All the world is waiting for you and the powers you possess. Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad.
Which, well, that's not what you were thinking, though, apparently.
Well, like I said, I couldn't come up with one. But my mind right away went to something like super epic that would be on like WWE. And I thought I would need something really...
Would it be The Game? Triple H?
I thought of that. I said, you know, it's got to be something really epic like The Game, Triple H. Or even John Cena has one where he comes out and it's like, bam, the horns start playing. Yeah.
I see.
So I need something that's like, bam, in your face.
But funny side note, when our daughter got married, we were able to pick the song
we got introduced to,
and we chose the WWE entry of Triple H, which is also a song by Motorhead, called The Game, and
it was epic.
Time to play the game! This formal event, we got Motorhead playing. It was sweet.
Everybody had fun. Everybody... They had fun, though.
It was awesome.
Came out dancing when they were announced.
So what would my theme be?
What would it be?
Oh, my God. I have no idea. instantly like a Rush song would pop into my head to do something, but I'd have to think of like which one would be epic enough to do that. I know you don't care, but
just because it's not necessarily some like
I know
something you like. It's got to be something, you know, that represents you, you know.
Well, we talked
I don't know any Viking songs.
We
sorry.
Talked about Fat Albert earlier in my current state. Maybe the Fat Albert theme.
Oh my god.
Isn't that like boo 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 boo?
It's like yeah,
a weird
it's like
70s thing.
Funk,
yeah.
Right?
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe CeeLo's Green? CeeLo's Green? That's the name of the restaurant that he owns at the golf course at CeeLo's Green.
Oh my god. Oh boy.
His song "Fuck You" is a pretty awesome song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that song, but I don't know if that would be my theme song. But I would consider it.
Is that really what you want played every time you walk into a room?
Maybe. Just saying to everybody, "Fuck you." Yeah, why not?
All right.
I'm just saying, it's a possibility.
Okay, well, you think about it.
I will. So I have to. Unfortunately, we told the story a couple episodes ago about the customer who had an exceptionally long scrotum, apparently.
Ah, yes.
And, you know, we said we'd update on that. And unfortunately, the update is just boring. Like, the story itself was great. Like, how often do you run into something like that? It's hilarious. But the solution for it is just he needed a different size tank for the toilet that added like an inch and a half of space height. So it's a boring update. It's settled.
And he was okay with that. He was yeah. like, okay, this works.
He's got a dry sack, apparently, and that's all he needed.
All he needed.
Yeah. Most guys are looking to get that stuff wet, and he's
like,
happy
no,
with
that's
it dry.
Cold.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the update. It's so boring. I almost hate to do it, but, you know, it was a open tab that we needed to
right.
kind of click the X on and close out. So that's yeah. that.
Did we have other follow-ups?
Yeah, well, Michael Phelps, you did that already, I think, right? You kind of talked about it.
Oh, no, you told me we weren't allowed to talk about it because you were supposed to, you didn't watch it.
I still
it
haven't
yet.
Watched it.
You still,
I've been, sorry, I'm doing like electrical in the garage and shit. Pretty interesting today, too, because I told you that I started, through our Twitter page for the podcast that I just kind of reached out. I follow a lot of like comedians and that kind of stuff, like nationwide acts and that kind of stuff. So I'm like, oh, I should like get into some like local scene and see if we can, you know, kind of, cause I want to help the podcast grow and I want to see, you know, what we can do to do that. So I connected with like, I don't know, maybe a dozen like local comics and that kind of stuff. And just to see what's what out there. And,
mm-hmm.
but, today it was interesting because one of them, sent me a message on Twitter saying that, you know, hey, I listened to your podcast and, you know, I wonder if you guys want to maybe come on and do mine. So it was an interesting proposition that we have yet to have had. And it's exciting because
we're like minor celebrities. Yeah. People. What it was even, which is even more amazing, is that he said he listened to our podcast yeah. and still wanted us on his
like
show.
You heard us talk for 30 minutes and you really
want
to hear more
you want
of
us
that.
Back?
Yeah. Ugh.
Us?
So he's clearly got issues just like we do. No offense. But yeah, I think that's exciting.
It
I
mean, is.
It'll be fun to see if we can kind of connect with other people and do that a little bit more frequently and
yeah.
see how it goes. Yeah. It's connecting. It's not. No, I know we're antisocial. It's not like we're going to make like lifelong friends, but it's good to know other people and it's good to know other people kind of in the same game. Right? Say yes, because that's the only correct answer. Don't snarl at me, you freak. It'll yes. be interesting and fun, so we're going to do it.
I don't know. What do you think? What do you think, Jacques? I consulted Jacques, the...
shrimp mascot?
Our shrimp mascot, and he shook his head. No.
First of all, he's
said,
French.
No.
They give up and surrender immediately all the time anyway, so he's not a
he
good person
to He had to put up
to
a small fight. He said,
didn't.
No.
No.
That was it.
If he could pick
That's
up a red
got.
Flag or a red flag, Jesus Christ, a white flag, he would. I don't know what a red flag even means. Is that a thing?
He's bullfighting.
It means you're bloody. So, yeah, I think that's exciting.
Stay tuned. We'll have to let everyone know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
when
we do
we
that,
do
and
it,
then we'll.
They can listen to that one too.
Yeah, for sure. And it helps kind of cross promote podcasts. So, anybody that's listening to his will hopefully check ours out and vice versa. So it's good. That's kind of how a lot of it's interesting to listen, like, because all the podcasts I listen to, like the big ones, that like you see, like when somebody's going to have a special coming out or a book coming out or something, they hit the it's like a circuit. It's like an interview.
Well,
circuit,
yeah, it's
for,
just
for
like
promotions.
If,
yeah.
Sure. I mean, it's just like television. If you've got a movie coming out, something like that, you're, you know, you're hitting all the talk shows, the daytime shows, you know, wherever they can get an interview and get their face out there somewhere. So it's the same thing, just, you know, getting themselves out there and a little more exposure.
We heard something, you and I heard something from our youngest the other day that made us both kind of chuckle. He had said something about, I don't know, his stepsister's friend or something. That, and she said, my favorite Western movie is blank. I'm like, what? Like, I don't... Who has a favorite Western movie?
Better yet, what teenager in this day and age has their favorite Western movie?
Like, those are the silliest words I've ever heard strewn together.
No, I'm pretty sure those words haven't been uttered since probably like the 60s. When Western movies were on, right? Yeah. That used to be a big thing back then, right?
You guys want to know what my favorite Western movie is? No, I definitely don't. I couldn't care less about a Western movie. It's funny.
Can you even think of a
Western? Well, it was that one. He was talking. Yeah, I mean, like, I know something. It was Silverado, I think, right? Wasn't that the name of it?
I don't know.
Desperado?
What is this?
Coronado?
What does he listen to? The All Desperado channel?
Elaine, please. Yeah, so I found that kind of funny. My favorite Western movie is...
I thought you were going to mention how... other children of ours have said, we hear you talk all the time. We don't have to listen to your podcast. Yeah. We've heard it all already.
Well, and that's, yeah. The oldest was said that this past Friday when we had pizza night and game night.
Both of the other two and told me the same thing.
It's like, it's just like, it's, I've been living with this exact discussion for
my whole life.
Yeah. Imagine that, folks. You guys suffer through 37 minutes a week, potentially, and these poor kids have suffered
to live with us
their entire lives.
Woo. They're lucky to have us.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think that's what probably some good podcasts are like. You, like Rogan, who's just, you know, he's a great interviewer. He's a great conversationalist and stuff like that. And he's funny, of course. But and even like Your Mom's House with Tom Segura and Chris, they do some crazy shit. But like, when it really comes down to it, it's just them being them.
Yeah, they're just...
Yeah, it's not like an act. You don't have to be silly or all the time. I mean, it's obviously they're being funny, but it's just... They're not going out of their way to, like, make jokes and do all... They're just kind of talking, and it's just funny that, you know, they said that.
Yeah. At least it appears to be super spontaneous.
This?
No, their conversations.
No, they're as spontaneous as ours.
Right. Ours, and realistically, I mean, we don't talk about any of this beforehand.
No. We come into this, we each kind of have a couple ideas, and if we see something, we'll save it to ourselves, like on a notepad on our phone or something like that. But
yeah, and I've even said to you, you know, don't tell me anything, because we want to get that natural response.
Yeah, we'll ask each other, like, you got anything? Like, yeah, I got a couple of things.
That's
all right,
it.
Perfect.
That's the extent of it. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. Otherwise, I'm shooting from the hip.
Yeah, you're freaking firing from that hip most of your life.
Yep. And somehow
I manage, like Michael Scott.
Yep.
If you must know, it's called Somehow I Manage. And on the cover, a picture of me like this. Whoa, shit, what was I gonna say? Oh, I don't want to get political on things like this at all, but I were watching the news this weekend sometime. It was Friday.
And get political.
No, it's
controversial.
It was just hilarious that there was a story on CNN, because I guess Joe Biden has historically had a little bit of a stutter that he had to work through and that kind of shit, right?
I guess that is the story. So, yes, he did have a
stutter. There was a CNN stuttering story. The headline of it, the ticker on the bottom said, Biden helped teen overcome stutter. And, you know, they went on to interview the kid. And this is not making fun of people that stutter or anything, but the headline was so overly biased against Biden, like that, you know, or for Biden, that said Biden helped teen overcome stutter. And unfortunately, the poor kid stuttered in like the interview they did with him. And I felt like, Jesus, why are you putting this kid on TV? But also, why are you saying a headline that Biden helped him overcome his stutter when it's clearly still there? It's so ridiculous.
You shouldn't make fun of children.
I'm not. I feel bad for the kid that he was putting on as a spectacle.
I feel bad because they are taking advantage of that child for political gains. And he is being used as a pawn. And that's entirely wrong.
And this is
not to say that Biden didn't help this kid. He may have helped him with his self-esteem.
And he may even help him stutter less. Right. But to say that he helped him overcome his stutter is a stretch.
He clearly didn't
resolve
the issue for the poor kid. But, you know.
That's all right. And I did
throw this at you at one point to say we could literally probably do a whole show just making fun of Biden.
Yeah, but we're not. Because it's not pro or against Biden. It's really
more of a
kind of condemnation of like the media and how each of these stupid media.
And I don't even mean it from a political standpoint at all.
Yeah, those.
I mean, you could easily make a whole other show poking fun at Trump as well. Yeah.
The debate season this year is going to be incredible.
I can't wait.
Pro or for anybody, I don't care. It's just going to be two old guys that are wacky in their different ways trying to prove to the American people that they are the future. Really? You're 900 and you're 872. Neither of you are the ones to lead us for the future. It's insane. But anyway, yeah, not politics. It was just a funny headline. Like, okay, well, we know where you guys side politically. Oh, my God. What was I going to say? We had the podcast. We talked about that.
I do feel bad, though. I feel bad for the children of politicians.
Yeah, poor Barron Trump.
Yeah, I wonder. Have you seen that? I wonder how sheltered they keep him.
I don't know. But he's like 7 foot
two. I hope for
two.
His sake a lot.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's tough. No, but there was this thing I... Like, you've ever heard of Cameo? Do you know what it is? Like, you can pay a celebrity X amount of dollars. Depends on the celebrity. Depends on what you want. To record a personal message for you.
Sure.
And one of the people I follow on Twitter is Gilbert Gottfried, who's got that epic voice.
Oh, yes. He's got the yes.
But there was recently, we found out that somebody didn't get a job they thought they were going to get. And, you know, found something else, but the one that they kind of had their sights on, they ended up not being able to get. And Gilbert Gottfried was doing cameos for like condolences. And I'm like, oh man, maybe we should do that for him. But it was like $150. Like, it would be so funny to say,
that's so horrible.
Gilbert Gottfried to like try and console you with his goofy voice. I'm sorry you didn't get the job. I do a terrible Gilbert, but that would have been
horrible.
Hilarious.
You sounded like an old lady.
I sounded like Inky, the monster that you voiced.
No,
it's
more like
there
this.
We go. There it is.
I'm a woman of many voices.
Good old Inky.
Including good old Inky.
Yeah. But I thought that would be hilarious.
Maybe someday Inky will come on the show.
And the reason that
he
came...
He can be one of our...
No, that's okay. He's retired. The reason that came
I'm
up...
I'm not retired!
Thank you for tuning in, guys. This is the end of the episode, if I hear that voice. No, but the reason it came up, because we're at like 34 minutes here, was that Gilbert Gottfried was doing a Zoom thing for some kid's bat mitzvah or bar mitzvah, whatever one it is, right? And the whole family was on there, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's like 20 different screens. They showed a still of it, not blurred out, but for whatever reason... Somebody decided to have sex in the background during this kid's bar mitzvah, and it was caught on the Zoom call with Gilbert Gottfried.
Shut up. That's not real.
I swear to God.
That's not real.
Oh, my God.
Totally staged.
Okay, maybe it is staged, but it happened. Gilbert Gottfried was doing a bar mitzvah, and somebody of the kid's family was on the Zoom call, and they ended up having sex on the call. How crazy is that? It's kind of a cool bar mitzvah. It's a good memory.
Don't you get bar mitzvahed when you're like 11?
Yeah, something like that. When you become a man. Maybe they were showing like, hey, this is what a man really does. He doesn't necessarily just go into like banking or like own a jewelry store. He can bang his wife during a Zoom meeting too.
Yeah, for a minor. That's creepy.
According to the Jewish religion, he's a man at that point.
According to American law, yeah. He's a minor.
Let's not bring the law into this. No need. This is
creepy.
I found interesting. So real quick.
Oh, boy.
No, it's not anything. It's kind of silly, actually. But I this was just funny to me. That says roughly 20% of the world's population has cheek dimples. I thought dimples were like way more widespread. You think 20? I think like half the people have dimples, not 20%.
No.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Maybe you don't know what dimples are.
Do I have dimples?
You do.
Right. So I just assume that probably everybody else, most people have dimples anyway.
I don't have one.
Well, I know, but that's you and me. That's 50%. There's two of us.
Yeah, we're really the ones that matter.
Yeah. So the those stats are incorrect. It's not 20%. It's 50%. Just saying.
I don't know that that's a good sample size.
I don't know either, but it's something I saw and I thought it was interesting.
When they said cheeks, do they mean like cheeks on your face?
If they mean dimpled butt cheeks, then that's way more than that, especially after COVID. People are chowing down, including me. Oh, my God.
See, now you're going to have to go around and everybody look at when you're going to pay attention, see if they've got dimples.
I'm going to look at their face for dimples, yes, not their ass, though.
I would hope not.
Ugh.
I don't know how many ass cheeks are seen in a day, but...
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Anyway, what else you got? Anything?
I got nothing.
You done? You got your through your wine here? You're good to go?
I guess.
All right, cool. Well, it's been fun, as always.
Always.
Yeah. We're going to do it again probably in a few days, too. We got a little bit behind on this one.
We did.
It's through our own fault.
Yeah, last week was a little rough.
Yeah. But that's all right. We're awesome.
But here we are.
Well, until next week, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Honey, I love you.